Today's Daily DVR is brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Cufflinks.com. Cufflinks.com wants to encourage you to elevate your look when you get dressed in the morning, and go over to Cufflinks.com and find a huge assortment, over 58 brands of tie bars and clips, stud sets, ties, men's bracelets, pocket squares, socks, lapel pins, everything you can think of to elevate your look. You can get it at Cufflinks.com. Cufflinks has now given us our very own offer code, as well as a unique URL for you to go to when you want to purchase stuff to tell them, hey, I heard about you on DVR podcast, on Daily DVR, this show, and I'm using this URL. So go to cufflinks.com/DVR. Should I say backslash or just slash? We used to say backslash back in the day. I'm just going to say slash. Cufflinks.com/DVR. You can also use DVR20 to get 20% off the order with no minimum purchase. DVR20, 20% off the order with no minimum purchase. Cufflinks.com, baby. Today is Wednesday, November 21st, and this is Daily DVR. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We are here with the Wednesday show. It's live and direct to everyone out there. Thanksgiving is upon us, coming tomorrow. I'm a fan of Thanksgiving. I don't know. Who isn't a fan of Thanksgiving? A day where you just eat and hang out. Now, of course, there are different historical connotations with the holiday, and I think as time moves on, we all find our own ways to celebrate. And regardless, I think that looking at it as a day where you can get together with family and friends and be thankful for the things you have, I think that's kind of cool. And especially being a dad, that's really what we kind of teach on this holiday, is just be thankful. And we all go around the table, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I hope you are too, if you're here in the U.S. If you're not, you know, whatever, while you're having dinner, just be like, thank you. And then you celebrated Thanksgiving. Well, I'm a little mumble mouthed today, but I got a lot of news to go through. It's going to be a fun day. Don't have a deep dive to go on, just a lot of news. And I do want to start out with something a little different, though. Of course, you all know that you can find us at DVR Podcast. Become a patron, patreon.com/DVR, and email us, dvrpodcast@gmail.com. Always got to get that in there. But I had an old friend and fellow podcaster on the DVR Podcast Network, Gareth, reach out to me. And if any of you were fans of Dissecting Dexter, Lost Mythos, my old show, Podtourage, Lost Revisited Now, The Black Rock, so many other shows that were on TalkShoe. That's a host that we originally started with, and I know many listeners here are old TalkShoe heads. If you have any copies of these shows, let me know. Dissecting Dexter especially, because TalkShoe went through a change of ownership, and they lost a lot of shows prior to 2015. Now, I got lucky. On the Patreon podcast yesterday, I talked a little bit about it. I was pretty sure that I had the files somewhere in the 30 or 40 hard drives I had. And Ando Calrissian himself, which I should just name an unofficial co-host of this podcast, wrote me and said, hey man, I found like basically all of the Lost Mythos. I had it. We'll figure out a way to get it to you. And I'm going to put that back up. Because one of the things would happen is that we're still listed on iTunes, but you go to try to listen to an episode and nothing plays. Now these are old episodes. Okay. The sound quality is not as good. This is from 10 years ago, from the infancy of podcasting. And a lot of these shows were like that, but Gareth actually, TalkShoe allowed you to upload. So Gareth recorded his, and they're much higher quality. They're great shows. And I love Dissecting Dexter. So if you have any copies of Dissecting Dexter, email me. Any copies of any TalkShoe, any of those shows that you think I might be talking about, on an old computer. You know, iTunes tends to download everything and save it. Send me an email, okay? Gareth would appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I want to specifically thank Andy for making me feel a lot better, because I recorded that Patreon pod and I was like, yeah, I have them all. And I started thinking, I was like, maybe I don't. Oh my God. And then I retweeted something Gareth had said, or I put a call out, and then Andy was like, hey, I think I found it. I was like, oh my God, thank you, Andy. Because I think I have, you just never know. You know how you get that image in your mind. So anyway, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Let's get on with the show. We got some great news today. First of all, John had written in talking about documentaries. Well, Netflix just announced a December 14th premiere date. It's coming up really soon. For a 6-part documentary series, The Innocent Man, based on John Grisham's best-selling nonfiction book, Clay Twell, who did Finders Keepers and Gleason. I saw Gleason. That was very good. Helms the series, which focuses on two murders that shook the small town of Ada, Oklahoma in the late 1980s, and of course, the controversial chain of events that followed. So this is pretty cool. I am always looking for a docu-series. The true crime ones tend to be good. Now they're getting a little bit, this genre is so popular on podcasts, and we still have, you know, Making a Murderer, The Staircase. What was the HBO with Durst? That one as well. There's been great ones. Now, of course, there are a plethora of bad ones. There's an entire TV network, like Discovery Crime or whatever, that is just filled with bad true crime television. So I'm excited about this. It's Netflix. It's John Grisham. Maybe they'll continue to work with him in some way. I'm excited about it. I think it could be pretty cool. December 14th on Netflix. A quick announcement. This was pretty cool. I saw this on, of course, Dark Horizons. Fantastic. That Netflix has picked up another, this is another true crime, 6-part true crime murder mystery documentary series, Murder Mountain, from the team behind Man on Wire, which was awesome, and LA 92, which was incredible. This story deals with a series of murders that took place in Humboldt County, California. You know what happens out in Humboldt, baby? They grow weed there. Where there's a thriving marijuana trade. Netflix will launch it globally on December 28th. Remember the days when they'd like somebody would pick something up and then 2 years later you'd see it? Yeah, December 28th. So in 1 month, we've got Netflix dropping two pretty good, it's looking like, well, coming from good producers and directors, series, Murder Mountain and this other John Grisham one, The Innocent Man. Pretty cool. The 14th and the 28th. Now, close your ears if you don't want to hear this, Brett, but I'm going to talk about what George R. R. Martin talked a little bit about the Game of Thrones prequel. So if you don't want to know this, close your ears, everyone. It's going to be a pretty quick one. Okay, so we talked about this when we had In Deep Geek on last week. Game of Thrones, fantastic. Go to Cufflinks. They have new Game of Thrones products. They're awesome. And I was asking Robert, when is this set? Are we going to see dragons? Are we going to see this? And he was like, no, this is like way far back, you know. And Robert was right. So this is what Grimm said. 10,000 years is mentioned in the I'm going to do my impersonation. It's mentioned in the novels, but you also have places where maesters say, no, it wasn't 10,000, it was 5,000. That was too up at the end, right? He's more down. So I think it's closer to 5,000 years. Westeros is a very different place. There's no King's Landing. I can't do it. I can't do it without going crazy. There's no Iron Throne. There's no Targaryens. Valyria has hardly begun to rise yet with its dragons and the great empire that built it. We're dealing with a different and other world, and hopefully that will be part of the fun of the series. Jane Goldman is a tremendous talent. Now, this is pretty much what Robert said. He was spot on that this is like taking, this is again, we're going to enter in more of a medieval, less magic, and then the magic's going to enter. I like that. I'm okay with that. I like it. All right, spoilers over, Brett. All right, so I finished Bodyguard, and I'm going to get to talking about that. Gosh, we get so busy with so many topics, but I am going to talk about Bodyguard. Maybe next week or the week after, I'll do Hill House and Bodyguard on 2 days, because I want to get into that Hill House episode number 6. And I actually have a little news on Hill House, which is a little bit spoilery. You know what? I'm going to save that. I had some Haunting Hill House news. This was kind of a fun little thing. But I'm going to save that until I talk about Hill House, because it does involve spoilers. But this, okay. So, Richard Madden talking about the BBC and Netflix massive hit, because it was. People love this. Filmed as a one-off 6-episode miniseries. However, there's been a major push for more, and it seems that the creator, Jed Mercurio, has listened. And then Madden said that he's having a conversation with the creator in about 10 days or something when I'm back in the country, and we're going to chat through some ideas. We never intended to make another one, and I don't know. I'm excited to see what he's got. And I won't say any further because it includes some spoilers, but I would love to see a season 2 of Bodyguard. I thought it was a lot of fun. It did. The ending was a little, I'll talk about it when I talk about it. There was like parts of it that I wasn't completely enthused with, but I still think it's definitely worth watching. It's only 6 episodes. So make another one. That's fine with me. Why not? Sounds good. And what was it? Tarek told me to watch, I think, in the Line of Fire, I think was the name of it. Line of Fire, which was another UK-produced kind of spy-ish thriller. And I found that it was streaming on Hulu, which I don't have yet. I got to order it. Every time I sit down to order Hulu, I'm like, but I have so much other stuff to watch. It's like I don't know. And is this what's going to happen when the Disney thing comes out? But I found it. I'm going to get it from the library. So rock on to the library. Also, another nod to libraries. I mentioned this yesterday. I am getting Beyond the Black Rainbow from the director of Mandy. The library is ordering that, hopefully on Blu-ray, and I will be the first to have it reserved, and they will contact me. Go libraries. If you don't go to your library at least once a week, I don't know what you're doing with your life, people. Mr. Mercedes renewed for season 3 on DirecTV. They call it AT&T's Audience Network. Now, this is interesting because Jack Bender directs it. David E. Kelly oversees it. It's gotten good reviews. It's got Brendan Gleeson. I mean, I get DirecTV, so I can watch this, and I never checked it out. Has anyone ever checked this out, Mr. Mercedes? I haven't read the books. I've heard it's like more of a like killer, like serial killer, even political type thriller than it is like a horror thing from Stephen King. I'm not sure. But if anyone has read those books or has, I bet you James knows something about this. Mr. Mercedes, I think I might check this out. I don't know why I never did. Jack Bender lost. David E. Kelly, I mean, God, his resume is longer than, you know, a lot of things. I was going to say both my arms. But that looks a good cast, and they're giving it season 3. It's always interesting to me. Remember when DirecTV picked up Friday Night Lights? But that was back in the day. Bam! Middle ad break. Cufflinks.com. Black Friday's coming up, and you know where to go. That's right, baby. Cufflinks.com. Over 58 brands, tie clips, bars, stud sets, ties, cufflinks, of course, lapel pins, socks, Star Wars, Marvel, DC, all the sports, NCAA, NBA, NFL. You know you can geek out to your favorite TV show, movie, or sports team and still look sharp, don't you? You can do that at cufflinks.com. Now, like I said, Cufflinks has graced us with a special, unique URL. And it's important you use this because this tells Cufflinks, keep sponsoring that show. We're going to order some products because we heard about it on DVR Podcast, baby, Daily DVR. So use cufflinks.com/DVR. That's cufflinks.com/DVR. Just put that in and go over and look around too. You know, put a little bookmark. You're going to buy that for Christmas. You got Father's Day. You got Mother's Day. Everything coming up. Cufflinks, baby. You can also use code DVR20 to get 20% off your order with no minimum. DVR20 to get 20% off your order with no minimum. So go over to cufflinks.com. Get her done. Black Friday's coming up. Cyber Monday. It's all happening. Cufflinks.com. David Chase has cast Tony Soprano's uncle in his new film, The Many Saints of Newark, which is a prequel to The Sopranos. This guy, Alessandro Nivola, who I do remember him from American Hustle, he's going to star as Dickie Maldesanto. Was it Moldesanti? I thought it was always Moldesanto in Many Saints of Newark. So that's cool. This guy, I don't think we ever saw him because he was Christopher's dad, right? Yeah, he was dead before the show started. And this is basically, this movie's going to be set in the 60s with the Newark riots serving as a backdrop. Alan Taylor is directing from the script by Chase and Lawrence Connor. Chase is producing. I think that this is going to be great. And I don't really even care that it has anything to do with The Sopranos. I just think David Chase is amazing. I loved the other film that he did, which I can never remember the name of the film. The kids are, I'll look it up right on the show right here. I don't care. You know what? It's worth mentioning just in case you all haven't seen it. If you're ever looking for a nice movie to see, the film that he did after The Sopranos, and let's not ever forget, I've got another piece of news that has a kind of to do with David Chase. It was called Not Fade Away, and it came out in 2012, and I loved it. It was about a kid, and he played music. They had a band, and it was that era, too, of like the 50s, 60s. It was really good. I really enjoyed that film. And, you know, guess who was in it? Take a huge guess. Yes, you're right. James Gandolfini. He was fantastic in it. Not Fade Away. Go out and see that if you haven't seen it. And I'm looking forward to this movie, too. And like I said, I really could care less that this has anything to do with The Sopranos. I really don't care. If David Chase was just making, David Chase is making a movie set in the 60s with the Newark riots as a backdrop, I would be like, I'm down. So who cares? If that's what it took to get it made, that's all right. Now, David Chase was originally a writer on a show on CBS. One of my favorite all-time shows. I don't talk about it a lot. I've got to rewatch it. It's been a long time since I rewatched it. And that's Northern Exposure, baby. CBS is planning a revival with the same people. I like it. It's not a reboot, it's a revival. Dr. Joel Fleischman is coming back. Janine Turner's coming back. John Corbett, Barry Corbin, all the people. Come on, this is great. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm down with this. And maybe it'll just get people to go back and watch the original Northern Exposure. I love that show. And I think that that's pretty cool. I mean, CBS, I would have been actually happier if this had been CBS All Access. Can you believe I said that? It's true, though. I think it would have been better. I think it would give them a little bit more freedom. Whereas this is released on CBS. How is this going to fit in with anything else that's on CBS? Is it going to come on after Hawaii 5-0? When does it come on? After Magnum? NCIS? CSI? My Kitchen? It doesn't make it. There's no Blue Bloods? There's nothing like this that's on CBS. CBS doesn't make shows like this any longer. So I don't understand why this would go on the channel when they have this dumb streaming service that, okay, they're starting to do some Star Trek stuff, but they don't really have much on it, you know? So this seems perfect to me, but what do I know? I bet you we'll keep track of that. Let's keep on watching. Now, Gareth had written in, and he was saying, had I talked a little bit about Telltale Games going out of business, which I had, and he was just saying that they had made a agreement to finish the game, the Walking Dead game, Telltale's The Walking Dead, the final season, and many of the game's original developers are back on board, and it's pretty cool. It's Skybound Entertainment, which, by the way, Gareth says, I don't see it in this article, but Gareth said that Kirkman is, Robert Kirkman owns this, or he's a part of this company. So that makes sense. But I think that that's pretty cool that Telltale went out of business. Now, again, I don't know too much about the video game industry to know why. I mean, I think we all know why places go out of business, so I can only guess, but it happens a lot in video games, and I can only say it's probably just the cost outweighs what they, and time outweighs what they think it will, which I think is the, you know, video games are so hard to make. And I think this is great that they're going to finish up this game. Games are like TV shows and books, and, you know, you follow, people get into the stories and you want to see the story finish. And if it hadn't finished as a game, it would have been cool if they did it as a comic. I like when they do stuff like that. That's pretty cool. All right. Now, this is kind of cool because I remember this show. Roald Dahl's Tales of the Unexpected is getting rebooted. The Ink Factory, the team behind the Le Carré adaptations, Night Manager and Little Drummer Girl with AMC, those were co-productions, is set to produce a TV reboot of the 1980s anthology series Tales of the Unexpected. The original ITV series was based on the author's short stories, each ending with a twist. And they weren't really sci-fi. They were more like people-based and reality-based. And I think this sounds really fun. They're bringing a lot of people on board. It's not going to be connected to the previous anthology series, but this sounds to me like AMC is going to be a co-producer on this too, because they love stuff like that. AMC has been running all of these weird shows that I don't, does anyone want like the history of horror, the history of sci-fi, which aren't very good, but then they like to pick up stuff like this too and run anthologies. And I think that that's a good fit for them. And I like anthology series in general. I'm a fan. Black Mirror, the Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams that came on Amazon. I'm all about that. When I was a kid, I used to love reading anthologies, or like, what would they call them? Omnibus editions, right? And like all, or that was when they would collect a lot of stories, short stories from a writer. But I was always a big fan of those. So whether it's genre or non-genre, like remember Love American Style? Which is a little love story. I loved shows like that with different actors. That's cool. It's a good way for actors to get discovered too. All right. So this I normally wouldn't really care too much about, but I am kind of fans of the Lonely Island guys, Adam Sandberg, Akiva Schaffer, and Jorma Taccone. I still will never forget Akiva on Girls, and like he was like this super studly guy. I just watched his show, and I was like, this guy is so weird. Why did they cast him as this super like studly guy? I was like, it's a guy. It was like a joke. Like I'm watching it, it was like, I guess, I don't know, Girls. I'm telling you, one day I'm going to go back and do a re-review of Girls, because that show was really something. I don't know. I've thought a lot about it lately with everything that's going on in the world, and that show and what that show was about, and Lena Dunham and everything. It's just, it's really interesting. And I can't say I'm a huge fan. I watched every episode, and there's certain aspects of it that I enjoyed, but then other, and now watching Camping, there's just some parts of it where I'm just like, this is not very good, but sometimes it's on the money and can be really funny, most when it's satirical. But maybe that was it. Anyway, I totally off topic. Akiva and these guys on Lonely Island are releasing a series on Hulu February 8th, and it's about two 13-year-old outcasts, two girls, as they forage through the daily terror of middle school in the year 2000. The original series will launch all 10 episodes to stream at once, and there's a video here that you can find around. It's called Pen 15, and I just think that that's super cool. I'm all about shows that where adults are making a kind of a show about kids. Like, I loved Undeclared, of course, Wonder Years, stuff like that. You know, when it's good, it can be really funny and really good. And these guys are actually, I really think that they're funny. I didn't like Never Stop Stopping Superstar, where he kind of pretended he was Justin Bieber, because I'm too old to even care about Justin Bieber or like that. You're not really stretching much when you're acting like you're a dumb Justin Bieber. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of low-hanging fruit, you know? And I guess that's their world. They're younger and they're kind of into that thing and they understand that. And this seems to me more of maybe also funny, but also kind of, you know, heartfelt. And the trailer looks pretty good, actually. It doesn't look bad at all. And I like these guys. Here, look, I was playing it while I was talking to you. You know, it's a nice little thing. I like the kind of way they're presenting. It doesn't have any footage from the show, but I like the kind of the way they're presenting this. And obviously, if you look at the word Pen 15, think about it in your head. What is P-E-N-I-5? I almost said it I-S. Yes, penis. So it's kind of like a little funny thing, and you see that, and it's, I don't know. It looks good to me. I wanted to talk about it a little bit. I thought that might be funny. Hey, the big deal is in the Harry Potter world is that there's some kind of retconning of the story. And I did not see, like I said, I have not seen the Fantastic Beasts, and I obviously have not seen the follow-up yet, because I normally don't go to the movies. But I'm wondering, anyone out there, I know we have Harry Potter fans, how they feel about this. Does it matter? What's going on in the Harry Potter fandom and all that? I got to know so I can tell Lachlan. But it sounds like people are real. Like, every time I see anything about this movie, people are like upset about it. And it doesn't seem like they're, it's not like there's a backlash or something. It's just like people are saying like, oh, this is really kind of messing up a good thing. So I don't know. I'd like to hear about what people, I don't really have an opinion on it, but it's very popular in the pop culture right now. And I kind of did get into Harry Potter and like Harry Potter when Lachlan and I watched it. So I'm wondering what everyone thinks about Harry Potter. All right. Well, before we go, there's not much to cover here. But that's all the news I have. But I did just want to look at Just Watch, and I wanted to take a look at the premieres. There's not many premieres because, you know, it is going to be Thanksgiving here in the U.S. So really, there's not much to report. Actually, there's nothing to report. There's just some stuff, not really much coming on. And tomorrow, a bunch of Thanksgiving stuff. But there is one, which is that the second season of Mystery Science Theater 3000, the new series, is dropping on Netflix. So that's going to drop later tonight. And there's also a movie called The Christmas Chronicles, which actually looks like pretty good. It looks kind of fun. I'm probably going to watch it with Lachlan. And actually, Kurt Russell is in it. And that's dropping on Netflix too. So good for Netflix, because I am all about, like I said, I think it's all very cool when TV does a little special thing. Like, I'll never forget when HBO, like on Christmas, would drop something. So I think that that's kind of neat. And hopefully they'll make it available. They have, actually. It's available on Thanksgiving itself. So it'll be available tonight at midnight or whatever. And I'll probably, maybe tomorrow when we're with the kids, we'll fire that up, because they're already into Christmas. I think the only thing Thanksgiving exists as in a child's head is a marker for Christmas. And I'm all about that because I love Christmas. I love toys. What? I didn't say, I mean, I love to give toys to kids. I don't like to get them. Oh, wait, I do. Let's see. Had some stuff drop on Netflix, Hulu. Nothing super crazy. There was a good doc, actually, that I had checked out before. I think that this premiered on Showtime. And it's De Palma. And it goes over Brian De Palma's career. And it was directed, actually, by Noah Baumbach and Jake Paltrow. So it's pretty cool. And this is on Amazon Prime. So if you're looking for a good doc on a great director, check that out. That just dropped on there. Let's see. There was something else. Oh, Hulu actually got Sorry to Bother You. So if you have Hulu, check out Sorry to Bother You. I didn't give it a great review. I thought it was worth watching, though. So check that out if you have not seen it. And if you're a Hulu subscriber, then you can get Sorry to Bother You, which is an interesting show. Lakeith Stanfield, pretty cool. I dig it. There's this other, I remember this from, oh, yes, that's right. Okay, this is what else dropped on Hulu, which is Box of Moonlight. That was Tom DiCillo. This was a weird one. John Turturro, Sam Rockwell, Catherine Keener, Dermot Mulroney, the whole crew. And this was really weird. Al Fountain, a middle-aged electrical engineer, is on the verge of a midlife crisis when he decides to take his time coming home from a business trip, rents a car, and heads out looking for a lake he remembers from his childhood. But his wandering takes him into the life of Kid, a free-spirited young man who helps Al escape from the everyday routine. Tom DiCillo is a super interesting director. He's been, if I remember correctly, he's been a professor at NYU for years. And he's made a series over the years of really interesting independent films. He's been involved, Living in Oblivion, the most famous. He's been involved in a ton of different stuff. I think he's good friends with a lot of the kind of New York directing crew. I think especially Jarmusch and he are friends. So anytime I see a DiCillo movie, I always remember. Good stuff. Rockwell was so young. Oh my God. It's crazy. Let's see. We got a couple of things. Nothing super great that dropped. Amazon did a little drop. They gotta keep up. Keep up with Netflix dropping new stuff. And there was one thing that I saw on Amazon that I thought was interesting mentioning. But maybe I was just thinking about that DiCillo film. That's about it, yeah. So, that's about it for the just watch and all that. We don't have too much other stuff to talk about today, but I do want to... Oh, this was it. Okay, I remember. I'm sorry. The Secret of Nim. I love this movie. Hopefully you all remember it from when you were a kid. Don Bluth, a widowed field mouse, must move her family, including an ailing son, to escape a farmer's plow. Aided by a crow and a pack of super intelligent escaped lab rats, the brave mother struggles to transplant her home to firmer ground. Yes, and this is definitely something I'm going to watch with Lachlan. It's a little scary. I would say it's rated G, but I remember this being a little scary, The Secret of Nim. I don't know. Do you all remember like that bird? Like when you look at the picture, it's all nice and, you know, the crow. But if you remember, the crow is like, meh, keeps on like getting the worms. I remember that. This was something else. So if you haven't seen The Secret of Nim, watch it as an adult. Watch it. But I'm going to check. I got to watch. I got to remember again if this is a little. I remember this as being scared. Maybe that's just because it touched me when I was a kid, you know. We'll see. But check it out. The Secret of Nim. Now streaming. Amazon Prime, baby. All right. Well, that's all I got for you today. I want you to all have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Have a good holiday. If you're celebrating, drive safe. Get home safe. Take care of yourself. I'm going to be watching some football. I should mention the Monday Night Football game. This is a TV podcast. I just remember. I'm always about to go and I keep on talking. That was an amazing game. The Kansas City Chiefs, wow. Mahomes, fantastic. The Rams, Goff, out there looking like Jim Everett. That was a fantastic game. Man, scored the highest scoring Monday Night Football game ever, and I think one of the top five highest scoring games in NFL history. It was fun to watch. I must admit, though, as an NFL fan, I loved it. But for me, I loved a lot of the defensive plays, right? Man, Aaron Donald, that guy is a monster. Crazy. All right, football, baby. Tomorrow I'm going to be watching a lot of football, so I had to mention it a little bit, you know? You like football, right? Football is good. I'm digging it. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of football, a lot of turkey. All right, until Friday, I'm going to be back here with Justin. I don't know what, I'm not sure what we're going to be chatting about, but we're going to be chatting about some good stuff, and I'm looking forward to it. We've been tightening up the script, baby. Tighten it up for you. All right, I'll see you all later. Peace out.